This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi fil ula wal akhirah. Jallat qudratuhu wa ta'alat hikmatuh. Wa azuma hilmuhu wa faada fadluhu wa kathura ata'uhu wa ihsanuhu. تكاثر خيره وتتابعت رحمته ومغفرته فتبارك اسمه وتعالى جده ولا إله غيره الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He bestowed His favor abundantly upon us. I bear witness that there is no deity save Allah, having no associates. All the praise and thanks are due to him. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his last and final messenger. May Allah blessings and peace be upon him, his family, his companions, and his followers until the day of judgment. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Ayyuhal muslimun, innakum fi yawmin azim. بل هو أعظم أيام الدنيا كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما رواه أبو داود في سننه عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم أعظم الأيام عند الله يوم النحر. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, the greatest of days before Allah is the day of sacrifice, which is your day today. In the day of Arafah, which is the day of before Eid, in the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he made Hajj, Allah revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. On this day, the day of Arafah, Allah says to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a day I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and have approved for you Islam to be your religion. So whatever was not part of the religion on the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time cannot be part of our religion today. That's why you should be aware of all things invented in the religion which is not from the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahuwa rad. Anyone invented something in this religion not from it, it's rejected. ورضي الله عن ابن عمر حين قال كل بدعة ضلالة ولو رآها الناس حسنة. Ibn Umar said, every bid'ah is a misguided, even if people think it looks good or sounds good. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أيها المسلمون, أوصي نفسي وإياكم بعبادة الله وحده لا شريك له وطاعته واتباع رسوله, لأن حقيقة التوحيد هو الانقياد والطاعة والتسليم لله. وَلِأَمْرِ. My dear brothers and sisters, the real essence of tawheed, of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to obey Him completely alone, is to submit yourself fully to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to follow what He order you, or what He send His messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. All mankind, اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ. أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. All mankind, worship your Lord, the one who created you, and those who before you. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ. Allah has prescribed that He is the only one to be worshipped. إِنَّ مِنْ أَعْظَمِ الْوَاجِبَاتِ. One of the greatest obligation upon us, حُبُّ اللَّهِ وَالثِّقَةُ بِاللَّهِ وَالتَّوَكُّلِ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَخَوْفُ رَبِّنَا وَرَجَائِهِ وَتَعْظِيمِ أَمْرِهِ. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ تَعْظِيمَ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ فِي قُلُوبِنَا وَقُلُوبِ أَهْلِينَا مِنْ أَعْظَمِ الْوَاجِبَاتِ عَلَيْنَا وَأَنَّ الْإِسْتِخْفَافَ بِالْمُحَرَّمَاتِ أَعْظَمُ مِنْ ارْتِكَابِهَا. One of the greatest obligations that we should implanted in our hearts and the hearts of our family members, that to love Allah more than anything else, to fear Him more than anything else, to trust Him more than anyone else, and to depend and to rely on Him. And to know that honoring Him and honoring His orders are more important than fulfilling the orders. And honoring the thing that He forbade is more important than even abstaining from it. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أيها المسلمون، إن الواجبات في الإسلام منها ما يتعلق بالله عز وجل. The obligations in Islam, some of them directly linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and some of them to Allah and towards other humans and to other people. When it comes to our obligation to Allah, after Tawheedullah, As-Salat. فَإِنَّهَا أَعْظَمُ الدِّينِ وَهِيَ رُكْنُ الْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ حَفِظَهَا حَفِظَ الدِّينِ وَمَنْ ضَيَّعَهَا ضَيَّعَ الْإِسْلَامِ. قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة فمن تركها فقد كفر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to perform salah, as the salat is the main pillar of Islam. It's the second pillars in Islam and in the main act of worship that show true submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made as-salah what distinguished between a Muslim and a non-Muslim. And Umar radiallahu anhu said, there is no chance for someone to claim Islam if that person does not pray. قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن أول ما يحاسب به العبد بصلاته فإن صلحت فقد أفلح ونجح وإن فسدت فقد خاب وخسر. الترمذي reported that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the first thing that you will be asked about in the day of judgment, your salah. If it's good, it fulfilled correctly, you are among the successful one. And if it's not, you are among the losers in that time. My brothers and sisters, let's make sure that we love salah, that our children love and honor salah and care for it, to do it on time according to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and make sure that we fulfill that obligation in the masajid so it will be filled with the brothers and sisters who pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah says, wa aqimu as-salata wa atu az-zakat warka'u ma'a ar-raki'in. Perform salah and give zakat and be with those who make ruku'. My brother and sister, after that, look after all the obligations and the pillars of Islam, like az-zakat, as-sawm, al-hajj, learning your deen. And one of the greatest obligations upon us is to make sure that we have a good manners and to give nasiha to the Muslims. And that's what comes to the other side, which is your duty towards other humans, the obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put upon us towards others. اعلم أن أعظم الناس حقا عليك هم والديك أن يشكر لي ولوالديك ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه إحسانا. Knows that the greatest obligation upon you is your parents, to look after them, to take care of them, to make them happy, to make them comfort, to make sure that you are at their service, to be in their company, to spend time with them, even if it's difficult and it's not easy. That's the greatest obligation upon you to fulfill after fulfilling the obligation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And knows that one of the greatest sin in Islam is to disrespect them, disobeying them, and not to support them when they need your support. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from such thing. Knows that being good to your parents is one thing that will wipe out your major sins and minor sins alike. قال الإمام أحمد بر الوالدين كفارة الكبائر ثم بعد ذلك حقوق القرابة والأزواج والأولاد واعلموا أن الله سائلكم عمن ولاكم أمره. And the rights after that comes to your relatives, uncles, cousins, and those who are related to you, and also your neighbors, and before that your spouses and your children. They have rights upon you to be fulfilled. And your neighbors and your fellow, citizen and people who live with you in your community, and also the rights of your community member, and the right of our ummah upon us, the right of those who say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, especially the weak and the oppressed among them. Inna al-Muslimina lahum haqq ba'duhum ala ba'd, la siyama al-du'afa wal-mazlumin wa'ala ra'sihim ikhwanana fi Filistin. Fa'inna musabahum azim wal-dhulma kabir wa takhadhulu an-nasi 'anhum mukhzin, nabra'u ila Allah min qillati hilatana wa da'fana wa nas'aluhu lahum nasran wa farajan 'ajila. And in the top of that list of those people who have rights upon us, our brother and sister in Palestine. Because the amount of injustice that they're dealing with, unheard of. The amount of oppression that they're dealing with is unheard of in the modern days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. Their rights upon us to make dua for them, to remember them, to support them with all means and ability and means that we can do, financially, politically, propagate their case among the public, all this through the legal and Islamically correct methods. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. I say what you heard, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all of us our sins. فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الله أكبر الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا. أيها المسلمون اعلموا أن أفضل ما يفعله المؤمن في هذا اليوم العظيم نحر الأضاحي كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما عمل ابن آدم عملا هو أعظم وفي رواية أحب عند الله من إراقة الدم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said there is nothing dear to Allah during this day of the sacrifice than sacrificing of animal. Al-Udhiyah is a greatly and highly recommended sunnah. The Prophet ﷺ never missed it while his residence or traveling sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He encouraged people to do it through his words and actions sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Pray and sacrifice to only to your Lord, which is pray Eid and do your sacrifice afterwards. وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا لِيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ. And Allah have appointed a sermon for each nation, and the sermon for our nation as Muslim in this day is to offer the udhiyah. It is sunnah to do it and to remind your children of it and the purpose of it. And in this regard, I want to make a point, because one of my kids asked me yesterday, when we tell them about the udhiyah and the story behind it, and people say, when Allah ordered Ibrahim to sacrifice his son Ismail, the kid immediately said, our daughter said, Baba, would you kill me if Allah asked you to kill me? And I think that's a common question that many people will be asked. And I want to make sure that this cluster clear, because some people even deny part of the Quran or the story in the Bible, or it's in the book. And because they said, hey, how can God ask someone to kill his son? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he ordered Ibrahim to do that, he knows that you will not kill him. He knows, Ibrahim also knows that Allah will never let him kill his son, because Allah will never order someone to do something evil like that. But the whole point was to show the whole world how much you should submit and how far you can go. But you know that Allah will never ask you such things. So I told my daughter, Allah will never ask me such thing. And Allah will never ask any one of us such thing. So what's the point? The point is, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask you something way more less than that, way more less than that, don't you should submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to say, you know, sami'na wa ata'na. It's like in Ramadan, you don't eat or drink water. If you think about it, drinking water, what's the problem with drinking water? But the point is to teach you a lesson. If you can avoid drinking when eating what's halal, it's much easier for you to avoid what's haram. And that's the whole lesson that you learn, that the respect and the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I know that Allah will never intend anything for me except what is good. And that's what Ibrahim knew in his heart, that Allah only wants the best for him to come. And out of this great act of worship that we do every year, and through it Allah forgive our sins and multiply our ajr and rewards every year because of that. It never was about the killing or the sacrifice. It's about showing the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. The sacrifice, it allowed in this day of Eid and 3 days after Eid, according to the strongest opinion of the ulama, rahimahumullah ta'ala. And it is recommended to eat from it, gift from it, or and give to the poor and to the needy. And you allow to give your money to someone else to do it, as long as sometimes you revival that sunnah among your community and your family. In these days, increase your takbir and tahleel. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Especially after the salawat, but also during the day, time and the night. My dear brothers and sisters, do you know that Muslims globally, including inside the United States, have the youngest median age of all faith-based community around the world? and inside the United States. What that means to us, it means to us, my brothers and sisters, that we should take care of our youth. We should look after our children. We should make sure that we invest in our youth and making them love and proud of their religion and their aqidah and their heritage. Make sure that they have the best of manners and they raised upon good principles in life, because what we expect from them is to be leader, to lead, and to have best positive influence on the society that they're living in. Young people need models, not critiques. Good habits formed at youth make all difference tomorrow. If our children, one-third of our community today, they are our whole entire community tomorrow. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the end of his khutbah, he gave a reminder to the sisters, to the woman, to our Muslim sisters. And I want to say, I found you, my sisters, the driving force behind most of any successful work in my experience. Thank you for being the mother that raising the upcoming generation. Thank you for being the wife who supports her husband, her children, and comfort them. Thank you for being the shining star of our community. Your children need to see you as a role model, need to spend more time around you, need to show them through your actions how to be strong. One good mother is worth 100 schoolmasters. Your home needs your love. Nobody can replace that. No man can replace the role of woman in the house. When it comes to leadership, when it comes to comfort, when it comes to love, when it comes to compassion, when it comes to bringing and gluing the family member together, your society needs you. In simple words, you are the secret behind the success of any society and any community. والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أن يغفر لنا ذنوبنا وأن يكفر عنا سيئاتنا وأن يرحمنا, وأسأله عز وجل أن يغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات, وأن يتقبل صالح أعمالنا وأن يعيد رمضان علي وأن يعين هذا العيد علينا بسنين طويلة مديدة بخير وعافية. اللهم إني أسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أن ترزق أهل فلسطين الثبات والنصر والتمكين, وأن تبارك في إيمانهم وصبرهم. اللهم احفظهم ورد المسجد الأقصى وفلسطين إلى أهلهم من الغاصبين الظالمين. اللهم حرر فلسطين والمسجد الأقصى من كيد المعتدين, وكن يا ربنا عونا لإخواننا في فلسطين. اللهم انصرهم وارزقهم القوة والهمة والصبر, واربط على قلوبهم وأنزل عليهم من رحمتك. اللهم داوي جرحاهم واشف مرضاهم وتقبل شهداءهم. اللهم رد إليهم أسراهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم آمن روعاتهم, واللهم آمن روعاتهم, اللهم آمن روعاتهم واحفظ عوراتهم يا حي يا قيوم. O our Lord, you are As-Salam. The peace and the ultimate peace comes from you alone. We ask you to bless us all with peace and safety. We ask you, our Lord, the grantor of security, to bless us and our families and our neighborhoods, our communities, our nations, and the world with everlasting peace and security. You are the creator of the heavens and earth. You have created mankind in different colors, languages, nations, and tribes, so that we might get to know one another and live in harmony with one another. We ask you, our Lord, the guide to open the hearts and the minds of mankind to value each and every human life, so that bloodshed and destruction stop immediately. And we ask you, our patient Lord, to grant patience to those who are suffering from destruction, violence committed by others. We ask you, the compassionate Lord, to bestow your mercy upon those who are suffering from diseases, poverty, oppression, and war. We ask you, Rabbana, Ya Allah, our protector, to protect the oppressed and to help them rebuild their lives and fill the hearts of the oppressor with mercy and to stop their aggression. O Lord, you are the loving one. Replace any hatred in our hearts with love, mercy, compassion. Take away our arrogance and replace it with humility, so we might forgive and tolerate one another. O Allah, give us patience during time of anger and hardship. O Allah, bless and guide our community, our nations, our leaders. Bring people together and end suffering and war. Allahumma altif bi ikhwanina fi Syria wa al-Iraq wa Kashmir wa Burma wa Misr wa al-Yemen. Allahumma ajma' kalimata al-muslimina 'ala al-haqq wal-ridha wa atfi' nar al-harb wal-fitnati baynahum. Allahumma atfi' nar al-harb wal-fitnati bayna al-muslimin la siyama fi Sudan wa Libya wa al-Yemen. Allahumma ihfaz al-hujjaj wa taqabbal minhum ya rabb al-alamin wa rudd al-gha'ibina ila ahlihim salimin. وصلي اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. والله أكبر الله أكبر ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولله الحمد. اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. وعيدكم مبارك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.